Willoughby. Thank you, Rob. We begin today, rather unusually, with horse racing and the Czech Republic's most famous race, the Velká Pardubická steeplechase, which was held on Sunday for the 117th time. First place in the notoriously treacherous race went to 16, ridden by Dušan Andres and owned by Jaroslav Boček. The horse's trainer, Josef Váňa Sr., said he had been confident of victory from early on.
I could see it from the seventh jump. 16 was looking relaxed when she jumped the seventh without any difficulty, and when she hit the ground, she swept the whole field aside. At that stage, the competition wasn't so great, and she had had better results against our horse Juventus in training for 5 weeks.
Josef Váňa Sr., who also trained the runner-up Decent Fellow, who won in Pardubice last year. By the way, 16 is apparently the first ever white mare to win the Velká Pardubická. To racing of a different type now, and the Czech motorcyclist Lukáš Pešek notched up his second ever Grand Prix first place in the 125cc category at Phillip Island, Australia on Sunday, in a return to the rider's great early season form. And here's what Lukáš Pešek's father, Karel, had to say after his son's second win of the season.
Throughout the whole race, he was fourth only on one lap. Otherwise, he was in first or second place. He was in first during the last lap, and he made sure he didn't let victory slip away. He was great today, he was confident and didn't make mistakes. Everything went according to plan.
And that great result for the Czech rider puts him back in contention for the bronze in the overall championship. Pešek is now just 5 points off third place. Football now, and the Czech Republic are preparing to take on Germany in a Euro 2008 qualifier in Munich on Wednesday. Qualification is very nearly in the bag for the Czechs, who would have to really mess up badly in their last two games to miss out on a place at next year's European Championship. Captain Tomáš Rosický has shaken off an injury and looks set to play. However, Czech manager Karel Brückner says he won't take any chances if he's not sure Rosický is fit.
You have to be careful. I'd never risk a player's health if I wasn't 100% sure he was fit. That may sound negative, but the player's health always has to come first.
The Czech football coach, Karel Brückner. And that's all the sport for today.